Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Look at all these games Thanksgiving weekend. How come we don't ever play on Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, because Thanksgiving weekend is usually reserved for traditional rivalries.
Well, how come we don't have a traditional rival?
Just because we never cultivated one.
Well, we gotta get one.
Well, you just don't go out and get one. These things take time, you know? Years, decades even. These things are long-standing feuds.
Oh, sure, don't bother. Don't do anything. Don't make anything happen. I'll tell you, if Henry Ford had that attitude, we'd all be driving Chryslers.
What's bothering you about this?
Because I love Thanksgiving and I love football, and I just think the two, they just all, they'll go together. I'll tell you, you want a rival, I'll get you a rival. You want a feud, I'll get you a feud. Who don't we like? I know. What's that coach's name? The guy wears a grill cream in his hair. Wears that pinky ring on his finger.
Ron Clark of Northern Indiana?
Yeah, he's got that wife with that annoying laugh. I hate that. Let's get them.
Look, you want to start a feud with a football team just because you don't like the way the coach's wife laughs?
Yeah, you got a better reason?
What are you doing?
I'm calling. Years from now, when they ask you how this feud got started, you just tell them about this phone call. Hello, is Ron there? It's the wife.
Okay, hang up the phone.
Hello, Ron? Yeah, this is Luther Vandam over here at Minnesota State. Yeah, I was just talking to your annoying hyena of a wife. You must want to kill yourself every time someone tells a joke. Or maybe you can't hear that annoying laugh with all that Brill cream dripping down into your ear. Yeah, what am I doing? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm starting a rivalry. Yeah, a traditional, we hate you, you hate us, climax to the season college football rivalry. You pinky ring wearing baboon. Yeah, what? They mean you already have a rival. Really? You happy with them? Yeah. Okay, well, listen, if things don't work out, would you give us a call? Okay, thanks, Ron. Happy Thanksgiving.
I want to surprise Kelly as soon as she comes from the gate.
Easy, Hayden.
Can you see her?
Dad?
Hey, Kelly, there she is! Could you save a little for home, huh? Hi, Kelly!
Dad! Good to see you, Christine!
Oh, hello.
What are you guys doing here?
Well, we wanted to surprise you. Man, Kelly, you look great. You look like someone else.
Thanks for that, Dad.
You do look incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, New York executive.
Oh, you look apart.
I love that suit.
Thanks. Look.
Oh, great sweater.
No, I wasn't showing you the sweater. I was showing you the label.
Oh, great label.
Anyway, it's good to have you home. Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, wait, didn't I tell you guys I was renting a car?
Well, now you don't have to. I mean, who wants to ride in some old, used, smelly old car when you can ride in my pickup?
First of all, I want to have a car so you don't have to chauffeur me around all weekend. And second of all, I don't think it'll be smelly and ugly. I rented a Range Rover.
Yeah, a Range Rover? This thing's supposed to be terrific.
I'll let you know. We'll see you at home.
Thanksgiving.
Well, you're an hour early. What are you doing to my turkey?
Just checking the temperature.
feels warm.
Hey, Kelly, welcome home.
Get your hand out of there.
Well, to the brim.
Hey, give me a hug.
Oh, hey. God, I love the smell of turkey. So great to be home.
Well, it's getting late. People are going to be here soon. Do you want to change?
No, I'm fine. I want you and Dad to open your presents first.
Presents?
Hey, presents.
Of course. I can't come from the city with the most incredible stores on earth and not bring gifts.
Oh, Kelly, you shouldn't have. Where's mine?
Oh. Kelly! This is a cashmere robe.
It's handmade in Ireland. The sales girl told me they only get 10 of them a year.
Oh, I really don't know what to say, but it's beautiful. Thank you.
I'm getting excited.
Why?
Because I can tell this isn't a robe.
Oh, man. It's an old Baltimore Colts helmet.
Look closer.
Oh, Kelly. Is this Johnny Unitas' helmet?
Yep.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh, man, let me see this.
Don't touch that. No one's ever going to touch it. I'm going to set it over here. I'm going to build a glass case around it. And I'll have a light coming from this side and a light coming from that side. I'm going to redesign the whole cabin around that helmet.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I saw it at an auction at Sotheby's, and I knew you had to have it.
Oh, Kelly, now I know why parents have children.
Gee. Oh, this is really nice. Really nice, Kelly. I mean, a neat cashmere bathrobe for Christine, an incredible Johnny Unitas helmet for your dad. I mean, really, gifts are nice.
I've got one for you too, Luther.
No. No. Pamphlet.
Open it up.
Congratulations, a one-year membership has been purchased for Luther Van Dam in the Kick of the Month Club.
Kick of the Month Club. Kick of the Month Club.
Yes. Oh, boy. Oh, God. Look, January, New York cheesecake. February, Pennsylvania Dutch sour cream apple coffee cake. Wow. Such a short month.
So, what do you think?
I think you are incredibly generous, Kelly.
Well, I love you guys. I've never been able to do anything like this. It makes me feel good. It's no big deal.
Maybe not for you. Oh, my God, strudel.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Happy Thanksgiving. Hey. I brought string beans.
Oh, how appropriate.
You.
Wow, you look great. Like a bank teller.
Thanks.
I don't know whether to hug you or ask you to refinance my car.
Oh, come here. Hey, so how's New York?
Oh, it's great. It is so exciting there. People running around all day, all night.
Yeah, I fear it'll do that to you.
I've met some of the most amazing people. We go to gallery openings and museums, and, you know, sometimes we'll just go down to the village and sit for hours over a cappuccino.
That's coffee with a head on it, Dom.
Hey, look what Kelly got me, a Johnny Unitas football helmet.
Oh, hey, I got presents for you guys, too.
You got presents for us?
Well, just some little things.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. Gee, I wasn't expecting this.
Well, I love getting presents. This reminds me of my birthday party in the third grade.
What happened?
I got presents.
Oh, my God. Kelly, this is beautiful.
It's an antique. I got it from a rare watch dealer on the Upper East Side. He said it was made in the 20s.
Jeez, I thought she just bought him some crap at the airport.
It's gorgeous. I'm overwhelmed.
Okay. Open yours.
Oh, hey, look what I got. Hey, this is cool. What is it?
Here, it's a computerized appointment calendar, so you can keep track of your schedule by days or weeks, months, or even years.
Oh, Kelly, thanks. I can't wait till I have something to do so I can put it in here.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, hey, Howard.
I know I wasn't invited, but I just wanted to stop by and say hello to Kelly.
She got him a present.
Listen, I got something for you and Shirley.
You got us a present?
So, Kelly, how's your new job?
It's going great. They made me an account executive after only 2 months of training. I'm the youngest one they've ever had.
Congratulations! Wow.
There's this empty corner office, and I don't know, but people are saying it might be mine very soon.
Things happen really fast in New York.
Well, they don't just happen. You have to make them happen. But, you know, once you realize Madison Avenue is all just a big game, it's easy to be a player.
I am so happy for you, Kelly.
Thank you.
But listen, I gotta get going.
Oh, you're not staying for dinner?
No. We're going to Shirley's mother's this year. She's probably just about ready to put the turkey roll in the microwave. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Bye. Oh, it's too bad Howard couldn't stay. Because after dinner, I was going to save this as a surprise, but I went to Sokolin and picked up a 70-year-old bottle of vintage port and a bottle of VSOP Delamere. Oh, it's a very fine cognac. Oh.
Christine, can I see you over by the Sears Kenmore? What's Kelly doing?
What do you mean?
I mean, with all these fancy gifts and that attitude, what's she trying to prove?
Look, she's just going a little overboard. That's all. She's excited.
Well, I mean, cashmere robes and antique watches and 70-year-old bottles of booze?
It's vintage port.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Go out there and buy some 50-year-old pretzels to serve with it?
She hasn't done anything so horrible. She just wants to show us how well she's doing. She's young. She wants to impress us. Can't you just let it go and enjoy yourself?
If she starts speaking French, I'm going to go out and eat in the garage.
Okay, everybody, let's eat.
All right.
Hey, Christine, where are you going to put the turkey?
It's going right over there, Luther.
Do you need some help?
No, I have everything under control.
So strange to be eating so early. In Manhattan, we never eat dinner before 9, 10 sometimes. None of the best restaurants even start happening until then. Oh, the other night, we were at this French place, La Grande.
God, I'm so depressed.
What's the matter?
Well, I lost a string to my sweatpants.
Well, that's not so bad.
Well, that's not the depressing part. They're staying up without it. Where's Kelly?
Oh, she went into town to get something. You know, I was really proud of you last night. I know how hard it was for you not to say anything when Kelly spent all of dessert going on about the Soho gallery scene. I thought you showed tremendous restraint.
Well, I figure it was her first day back and all. She's a little overeager to let us know how good things are going for her. Maybe after a night at home, she'll settle back down.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelly. Where'd you go?
Oh, just to get a paper.
You didn't have to drive into town. We get it delivered.
Not the New York Times.
New York Times?
Yeah, it just seems like every other paper is written on like a fifth grade level. So listen, I have a great idea of what we can do this afternoon.
Well, Kelly, it's the day after Thanksgiving. I thought we'd do what we always do. You sit around with the football games on and watch our stomachs hanging over our pants.
Come on, you can do that anytime. I thought we could drive into Minneapolis for the day. There's a Jasper Johns retrospective at the Walker Art Center. And then I'll treat for a late lunch at Poubelle's.
Oh, gee, that sounds so special. I think I'd like to stay at home. You can go if you want to.
Come on, Dad. The only reason you don't like modern art is because you've never gone with anyone who can explain it to you. And I'm treating for a late lunch at the best restaurant in Minneapolis.
Kelly, I don't care about the best restaurant in Minneapolis.
Why won't you let me do something nice for you?
Are you sure you're doing it just for me?
Hayden.
What's that supposed to mean?
Hey, Christine, you know how proud of me you were last night? I'm about to disappoint you in a big way.
I think now might be a good time for me to start walking off those yams.
Kelly. Ever since you got off that airplane, all you've been doing is showing off. You've been buying these extravagant gifts, a 70-year-old bottle of wine. Hell, we don't even drink imported beer. I mean, it's pretty obvious that all you're trying to do is impress everybody. Well, I can't speak for them, but I got to tell you, it's not working for me.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Nothing I've ever done has impressed you.
What are you talking about?
I've been trying to impress you my whole life. I remember once sending you a painting I did of our house in Ohio.
I remember that. I loved it.
Why?
Because you made it.
But not because it was good.
It was very good for a six-year-old.
I was 12. Then in college, I went into acting thinking if I was up on stage, you'd have to notice me. Instead, I noticed you, sitting in the audience, staring at your watch. And then I met Stuart. I figured, okay, no more childish stuff. I'm going to do something adult. So I got married, and instead of being impressed, you thought it was the most stupid thing I'd ever done. So it was the stupidest thing I'd ever done. That's not the point. I come home to show you how successful I am, because that's how you measure things, isn't it? Wins and losses. And this is a big win. I got a big job, Dad, and I do it great. And I go and I spend my first 2 months' salary on presents for you guys and nothing.
Wait a minute. I told you I love the helmet.
Maybe if I was a boy, I could impress you.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Forget it.
Well, hey, if you got something to say to me, say it.
No, Dad, because you're just going to deny it. And I'm not going to believe you, so what's the point?
Try me.
If I was a boy, you never would have left Mom and me.
I'm not going to deny it. Kelly, I was in a bad marriage. And I figured as long as you were with your mother, you'd be okay.
And I was right.
No, not if you think I would have loved you more if you were a boy, because that's not true. I would have stayed, but Kelly, I couldn't love you any more than I do. I couldn't be one bit more impressed by you.
What are you impressed by? Dad, if I was a stranger, wouldn't you have been just a little impressed by some of the things I was talking about here last night?
Are we being perfectly honest here?
Yeah.
I'd have thrown you out of my house.
Well, maybe I was trying a little too hard. But think about this. I've been in New York City for 2 months. I had no experience in the advertising business. And I have already gotten a promotion and landed a major account. I mean, isn't this what most fathers would dream of for their daughters?
Yeah. Most fathers. But you want to know what my dream for you really was?
What?
I dreamed that you would stay around here, that you'd fall in love with one of my star players, you'd get married. He'd become a coach. You'd be a coach's wife. You'd have a bunch of little coaches running around. We'd all live happily ever after.
Well, keep dreaming.
I know it's not going to happen. But, you know, hey, people have ideal versions of what they'd like their families to be. What would your ideal father be like?
He'd be a lot like you, only better.
Better? How?
Well, you'd still be who you are. You'd just be a little more sensitive to my feelings, and a little more open to the things I like. And a little more generous with your praise.
Yeah, maybe I could improve a little. But I think I'm a lot closer to your dream than you are to mine. Kelly, I've always had this philosophy with my players. You never praise them too much, never let them get satisfied. Tell them that they're good, but they can always do better. And I gotta tell you, a lot of times it works.
Dad, I'm not one of your players.
Now, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go into Minneapolis, and I'd like to go to that art shop, and I'd like to go to that restaurant you were talking about.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to sit on the couch, put my sweats on, and watch football all day long.
Yeah, great then. See you later.